WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Commentator Eileen Segalov has a top-of-the-line home entertainment system, but she'd given away her turntable years ago. Recently, she bought a new one, and it got her to thinking about when LPs had no competition.
My first record ever was Bozo and the Birds. It was a 45 and came with a bright yellow insert, so it wouldn't float all over my record player. The record was scratched, and Bozo would say,
"Just turn the page whenever you hear me jump. Like this. Like this. Like this."
Over and over again. I loved that scratch. My parents hated it. When I wasn't looking, they snatched the record and hid it somewhere in the attic. I spent all my weekly allowance at the gramophone shop, buying 45s. I got this great little 45 carrying case, and I'd load up my music and go over to my friend Harriet's house for an afternoon of chocolate cupcakes and Frankie Avalon. Records were the first things that were ever really mine. On Wednesday nights, right before my parents had their bridge and mahjong game, I had two chores. One was to shake up the bridge mix my mom made from the corn check cereal box recipe. The other was to wipe down the records. That meant using this round velveteen wand to get rid of any dust on Dad's LPs. He had some kind of radionic cobra tone arm attached to his silent speed record changing needle, and it hated dirt. These days, it seems that nobody's eating bridge mix or playing records. Everything's out on CD. If you go into a typical record store, you can hardly spot the LPs. And when you ask where they are, the salespeople look at you like you're on some kind of archaeological dig. But lately, I've discovered a whole new league of record stores, from humongous surplus warehouses to tiny nooks, with every kind of LP, 45 and 78 you can imagine. Yesterday, I ventured into a huge store near my house. The lower level had theme sections, mood music, Broadway show tunes, cowboy songs. Upstairs was the bin, endless aisles of who knows what, all for 94 cents. I found myself drawn to the easy listening section and pulled out two albums with colorful covers. Dancing girls in hula skirts posed in front of a painted tropical setting. This was Martin Denny plays Polynesia. The other cover featured the same dancing girls, this time in taffeta skirts, posed in front of a fountain spouting roses. This was Martin Denny does the rumba. I'm sure I cleaned these with Dad's magic wand. I spotted something I had to have. TV's Dr. Kildare, Richard Chamberlain sings Love Songs You Love, and TV's Dr. Ben Casey, Vince Edwards sings Sometimes I'm Happy, Sometimes I'm Blue. Hidden in the back of the store was a wooden crate with a big question mark painted on it. Inside were about 1,000 perfect What is Stereophonic Sound albums, still sealed in their original plastic wrap. They were the demo records that came with your newly purchased hi-fi. On the back of the album cover was a neat diagram teaching you how to hook up your speakers properly and how to sit in the middle of this stereo triangle so you could hear the orchestra as though all 35 musicians were right there in your living room. I happily left with 24 albums, a lot cheaper than buying 3 CDs. Records are so friendly. They're from a nuts and bolts kind of time, before hermetically sealed audio components, a time when you'd have the record player set on automatic replay and you'd hear, "Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love," play for the zillionth time, and then it would get muffled and weird, and you'd have to get up in the dark from the boy or girl you were kissing, and without worrying about microchips or circuit boards, without resoldering or searching for the instruction manual, you'd casually mosey over to the spinning circle glowing in the dark, and with a quick blow the dirt away and solve the biggest problem of the evening.
Eileen Segalov is a video and audio artist based in Los Angeles.